Welcome back, Iron Sisters, to another episode of Guided Grace. Today, we are going to be walking through scripture about how to rest in Christ. This is something the Lord has brought to my focus for this year, and I really wanted to share it with you guys because I've been learning a lot, more of an unlearning, if anything, how to just rest and dwell and abide in what Christ has already done, and that I don't need to bring anything else to the table. It's already been won and it is finished. So in this episode, we're gonna have some verses to meditate on, as well as some lyrics from some of my favorite worship songs having to do with resting in Christ, because there are multiple ways to meditate on the Word of God. Yes, there is the verses of Scripture, and we acknowledge the power that is God's Word that He's already given us. But then there are some really creative people that are skilled by God to take His Word and turn it into something beautiful in song. And I'm so thankful for that. Worship is a huge part of my life, and I encourage it to be a huge part of yours. Find a couple songs you just really relate to and that get you through some hard days, and just grab onto those and let them be sung over you. God can sing over you. I truly believe that. So in today's episode, just let these verses wash over you today, whether it be the words of Scripture or the words of the song. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. For the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and everything in them, in 6 days. Then he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and declared it holy. For in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Psalm 116, 7. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Let my soul be at rest again, for the Lord has been good to me. Revelation 21:3-4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Then I heard a loud voice from the throne. Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more, because the previous things have passed away. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever. Hebrews 4:9-11. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest. Therefore, a Sabbath rest remains for God's people. For the person who has entered his rest has rested from his own works, just as God did from his. Let us then make every effort to enter that rest. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Exodus 33:14. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. The Lord replied, I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you. God said, my presence will go with you. I'll see the journey to the end. Psalm 4:8. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. Psalm 62:5-8. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depend on God, my strong rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Let all that I am wait quietly before God. For my hope is in him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My victory and honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. Oh, my people, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. Abide by Shane and Shane. For my waking breath, for my daily bread, I depend on you. For the sun to rise, for my sleep at night, I depend on you. Where the Spirit leads as I'm following, I depend on you. For the victories still in front of me, I depend on you. When I pass through death, as I enter rest, I depend on you. For eternal life, to be raised with Christ, I depend on you. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the well that never runs dry. I am the branch, and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Be my strength, my song in the night. Be my all, my treasure, my prize. I am yours forever. You are mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide. Find Rest by Francesca Battistelli. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's been awake at every hour. No tear catches him by surprise. He's never lost. He never runs out. He never lives in the shadows of doubt. No fear catches him by surprise. So find rest, my soul. Put your hope in God. He always is, he always will be. He always has been everything I need. How can this be catching me by surprise? He's ever strong, he's ever faithful. His love is real. Now nothing is impossible, 'cause nothing catches him by surprise. I close my eyes and I can see the arms of mercy holding me. I close my eyes and I can see the arms of Jesus holding me. Put your hope in God. Rest by Carrie Jobe. I see it clear now. You're all around me, in every little thing. Where can I go now to flee your presence? There's nowhere you won't be. To hear your voice, to call you friend, to know your thoughts, how rare, how beautiful. You're with me here. I feel you breathing. You're closer than I thought was possible. Breathtaking wonder in every color. You're showing off to me. You come like thunder, then a gentle whisper. You're found in everything. So I'll rest right here with you. I'll rest right here with you. The delight of my Father. Oh, feel the delight of the Father. He loves you. He is for you. The More I Seek You by Gateway Worship. The more I seek you, the more I find you. And the more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. Come to me by Bethel. I am the Lord your God. I go before you now. I stand beside you. I am all around you. Though you feel I'm far away, I am closer than your breath. I am with you wherever you go. I am the Lord your peace. No evil will conquer you. Steady now your heart and mind. Come into my rest. Oh, let your faith arise. Lift up your weary head. I am with you wherever you go. So come to me, because I'm all you need. Come to me. I'm everything. Come to me. I'm all you need. Come to me. I am your everything. I am your anchor in the wind and the waves, and I am your steadfast, so do not be afraid. If your heart and flesh fail you, I am your faithful strength, and I am with you wherever you go. Defender by Francesca Battistelli and Stephanie Gretzinger. You go before. I know that you've even gone to win my war. You come back with the head of my enemy. You come back and you call it my victory. You go before. I know that you've even gone to win my war. Your love becomes my greatest defense. It leads me from the dry wilderness. And all I did was praise. All I did was worship. All I did was bow down. All I did was stay still. You know before I do where my heart can seek to find your truth. Your mercy is the shade I am living in. And you restore my faith and hope again. Hallelujah. You have saved me. So much better your way. Hallelujah. Great defender. It's so much better your way. When I thought I lost me, you knew where I left me. You reintroduced me to your love. You picked up all my pieces and put me back together. You are the defender of my heart. And all I did was praise. All I need to do is worship. Lord, I will just bow down. I'm just gonna stay still. Lord, we acknowledge our dependency on you as our creator, but spiritually, we are dependent on you for everything. And for rest, God, we look at so many outside sources and inside sources, and they may give us reprieve for a short while, but in the end, they always come up empty. You are the one who created the Sabbath, and you called it holy. You set it apart as holy because you are holy, and we are made in your image. And because we are made in your image, we also need rest. rest in you, because you have finished the work on the cross, so we are spiritually at rest forever in Christ. Yet, while on this earth, we can wrestle. We wrestle with our flesh and blood. We wrestle with this world and the enemy. And it's hard. And it's lonely. But you are our refuge. You are the defender of our hearts. And when we think we've come to the end, you are still there again. Let us rest in you, Jesus. It is finished in you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, let us rest in the reality as believers. You are in us forever. You are sealed in us for good. No one can pluck us out of your hand. Let us abide. Let us dwell in you.